Trust is destroyed. Nigel Farage predicts UK won't join Biden's America in war after Afghanistan. By Kurt Zindelka on September 1, 2021. The United Kingdom will not follow America into another war so long as President Joe Biden is in power. Brexit leader Nigel Farage has predicted. Appearing on the American network Newsmax, Mr. Farage said that Mr. Biden's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan has damaged the special relationship between the UK and the US. Ever since 1917, when America entered the First World War, for over 100 years, we have been beside each other in virtually every major conflict. We have shed together much blood, spent much treasure in fighting for liberty, democracy, and freedom around the world, and thank goodness we have, he said. However, Mr. Farage declared that trust between the longtime allies has broken down after Mr. Biden made the unilateral decision to swiftly pull out of Afghanistan without consulting allies in the UK and refusing to take the phone call from Prime Minister Boris Johnson for 40 hours as the Taliban recaptured the country. Any new military ventures that America asks us to engage in, we simply will not do with this man in charge. Not only is the special relationship between our two countries in tatters, I can't even see a future for NATO, the Brexiteer said. The critics all said that it was Trump attacking NATO, but all Trump was doing was asking the Germans and others to pay their fair share, but Biden wrecked it. Farage noted, adding, America's reputation has never been lower than it is today. Mr. Farage doubled down on his criticism of President Biden, who he has called an old duffer who is unable to fulfill his duties as president because of his advanced age. Everyone is saying it in private. Very few dare say it in public, but what is clear to me is that this man is not fit for public office, not fit to be the president of the USA, and not fit to be the leader of the free world. The Brexit leader and longtime supporter of former President Donald Trump stressed that his comments are not coming from an anti-American place, saying, "You will not find anyone on this side of the pond more instinctively pro-America or pro-the American relationship than me." I believe Winston Churchill was right when he spoke of the English-speaking peoples of the world, and the leader of that is America, and the UK is the buttress to it. And if that relationship is broken, the whole thing is gone. I don't like to say these things, but I would not trust America right now under this administration. We simply couldn't work together. Trust has been destroyed. While the UK finished withdrawing troops from Afghanistan this week, the war machine is set to continue rolling, with the head of the Royal Air Force, RAF, saying that Britain will still continue operations in Afghanistan. Air Chief Marshal Sir Mike Wigston said on Tuesday that the RAF will seek to continue strategic strikes against the Taliban offshoot group ISIS-K, which claimed to have been behind the suicide bombing at the Kabul airport last week. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.